It's time for Let's Talk on WPPA, AM 1360, A106 FM, and on the web at WPPARadio.com. Stories making news, special guest interviews, your phone calls, and more. The views expressed on Let's Talk are not necessarily those of the management or staff of WPPA. Now, here's your host, Jay-Z.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to it. It is our Friday edition of Let's Talk. And as we promised, we've got some special guests joining us in studio this morning. It's our pleasure to welcome in from Fighters Heaven, Mick Stefanik joins us. Mick, good to have you back on the program, my friend.
Thanks, Jay-Z. It's always good to be here. Appreciate you getting us in here on a kind of short notice. Thank you.
You guys always have an open seat, my friend, here at the table. And Aaron Snoll is here. My friend, welcome back to you as well.
Well, it's always good to be on WPPA 102 and all of that. My hometown crowd, man.
That's right, my friend.
Can't beat the hometown team.
That's exactly right. So, Mick, lots going on. Of course, it's Black History Month. I know you guys having a big event coming up in conjunction with that tomorrow.
Yeah, we do, and Aaron has been doing this for a few years now, and it's his baby, and it keeps getting bigger and bigger and better, and he puts a lot of time, effort, and energy into it, and it turns out to be a good one.
So that's kind of your cue there, Aaron. You know, see, I like the way he did that there. He just kind of laid that right out for you.
Well, Mick, Mike, and the whole team, with Jeff that's here in the studio with us, man, it's something kind of special when you have somebody, a leader like Mike Madden, who puts his money where his mouth is.
Amen.
He supports different causes to help Muhammad Ali's legacy and helping Muhammad Ali's legacy and keeping the great training camp where he fought the Thriller in Manila, the Rumble in the Jungle. When you keep all of that history alive, it's something special for me just to be a part of that from being a young man, grew up here in Pottsville for Schuylkill County. For me to come back home with Mick and Mike and Jeff and the whole team to put this Black History Month celebration on, we call it a celebration. Mm-hmm. And here's why. Mick and I had talked about we were doing it in the front of February when Black History Month started. Mm-hmm. So we came up because, you know, weather, and we said, let's make it a celebration so all of those that have these events, they can come to our main event to celebrate. And that's what we're doing. It's tomorrow from 11 to 4 on 58 Sculpt Hill Road in Oregsburg, better known as Deer Lake, Pennsylvania. And we have a dynamite guest, man, who got started also at Muhammad Ali's training camp, the one and only Larry Holmes.
Wow.
He's the second winningest heavyweight champion in the history of boxing. Him and his wife, Diane, they're going to be there, and we make it a special arrangement for Larry. Larry is, in the history of boxing, a African-American hero in boxing, in the field of sports, and in business. What he did with Eastern Pennsylvania, mm-hmm. The stuff he bought up in the downtown, the land and stuff like that, makes Larry Holmes one of those special type of human beings. And all of us here just say, because he got his basic start being a sparring partner around Muhammad Ali, is that he should be the guy in the front running the campaign for Black History Month. So we're asking people that are listening, audience, if you didn't know about it, he's going to be there. We want you to come on down. Now, this event that we have is free.
Okay.
All right. You get all the entertainment, the guests and all that. You can get other champions that are going to be there. Tim Austin, the Cincinnati Kid, 1992 bronze medal Olympic winner. Larry Donald, a former heavyweight champion who beat Evander Holyfield and has wins over Tim Witherspoon. He's going to be there. They're going to be signing autographs. But the list of people that's going to be there is going to be fine and distinguished. And you get a chance. We like that hands-on type of feel. Mick and I, myself, and Jeff, the whole team said, if we can keep it hands-on where people can just be there in the atmosphere, get a chance to ask questions, get a chance to get an autograph or shake hands. This is what this region's all about. This is what Schuylkill County is about. Everybody's somebody, but Schuylkill County's something special, and we're just happy to be doing that event tomorrow at the Fighters Heaven. Is because, you know, Schuylkill County, when Muhammad Ali was struggling, being exiled from boxing and stripped of his titles, it was Schuylkill County residents and people in Schuylkill County like Bernie Pollock, Gene Kilroy, who gave him the opportunity to lift him up out of the rifts of being denied and stripped of his title, number one, struggle with finance and stuff like that. So Schuylkill County is definitely something special, not only to myself, but Muhammad Ali's legacy, and that camp is part of that great legacy of Muhammad Ali, no doubt.
And, you know, it's funny you should say that, Aaron, because I happened to watch, I guess it was a week or so ago, and I'm sure it was probably in conjunction with Black History Month, a documentary on Muhammad Ali, and I thought it was really done well. And I did not realize, like you said, all that he went through with being stripped of his title. And they really, that was a big part of that documentary. And it was like, man, I was glued to that screen to see like what he, you know, overcame and, you know, rose from all that to get where he got.
Yeah, absolutely. After that, the first fight down in Atlanta, Georgia, where they gave him the right in his boxing license in Georgia, it was this area, he fought Jerry Quarry, and that was the first fight that he had that he trained at the camp was the Quarry fight. And he won, and the rest is history, man, when you're here. I can remember when I was a kid, when the camp was being first built, you know, the boulders weren't there. It was just the trailers where he stayed. And Schuylkill County residents opened their arms. I can remember when he came to my middle school. I was in middle school. He came, and Larry Holmes was his sparring partner that sparred him in Marks Hall that day. And we were part of the Ali gang. And we walked him in with Boudini Brown, Angelo Dundee, Boss Man Jones at Marks Hall. You know, that great basketball.
The Mecca.
The Mecca. And we were part of that. So Schuylkill County's been a great part. And all the people that used to come and sit and listen to Muhammad Ali preach and teach. And also I have the Jack Johnson exhibit that I take to schools, recreation centers. I'm part of Black History Month. Yesterday, the state facility up in Frackville, they asked me to come and talk for Black History Month up there. And we have a Jack Johnson legacy belt that's part of the exhibit. It's a beautiful belt. And we were able to take that championship legacy belt inside the prison and talk about Jack Johnson, who he was and what he meant. And I expressed to them is that if it wasn't for Muhammad Ali, I would have never known about Jack Johnson, who he was, and what he represented. Muhammad Ali loved Jack Johnson. He was the first African-American heavyweight champion of the world during the Jim Crow era, where boxing had what was known as a color line that John L. Sullivan drew. But it was Jack Johnson who shattered that color line for freedom, justice, and equality. And here at the camp, we have many videos, many pictures with Muhammad Ali talking about Jack Johnson. Matter of fact, he was outside the dressing room door. There's telephone logs, poles that were cut and stacked. You know, when he used to finish workouts, he used to come and sit there. So when he beat Sonny Liston in Lewiston, Maine, they were talking about the punch he used, and it was so fast and so quick is that they never thought Ali hit Sonny Liston. And after the fight, at the post-fight press conference, Ali was talking about, I used the punch that Jack Johnson used called the anchor punch. Not too many people knew about it, but it was Stephen Fletcher who had told him about it, and he used it. And during the Jack Johnson presentation where we did it in town, when we teamed up with St. Pat's, on the big screen, we had all of that. Muhammad Ali's son was there at that time. We did half of the program at the theater and half of the up at the camp. And it turned out very, very well. So, you know, in Black History Month, there's a line of people and a line of events in Black history is that Muhammad Ali was a history buff, too.
Mm-hmm.
He loved history. Those big boulders around the camp. And when people go there and they listen to me some time talk, I said, you know, Muhammad Ali loved boxing and he loved the history of boxing. He has rocks there with Rocky Marciano there, Joe Lewis, Sugar Ray Robinson, and the big anthracite coal rock. You know, anthracite coal, part of Schuylkill County, some of the finest coal in the world. You know, he put Jack Johnson's name on that piece of anthracite coal from this region to show how much this region meant to him and who Jack Johnson was to him, that big piece of fine coal to remind people not only of this region, but as a diamond, because coal over time compressed turns into a real diamond.
Right.
And that anthracite piece of coal with Jack Johnson, without a doubt, is a diamond. Muhammad Ali took many pictures standing by that rock, preaching and teaching the gospel about Jack Johnson. It's just an amazing thing, you know. And those logs on ESPN one morning was shooting at the camp. And Ali was telling a group of people that were around him about that anchor punch and how fast it was, is that ESPN had to slow up the film to catch up with the speed of that punch that he hit with Sonny Liston with. And he said Jack Johnson used it to win the heavyweight championship, to be the first African-American heavyweight champion. And he used it against Sonny Liston to become the young. People forget, at one time, Muhammad Ali was the youngest heavyweight champion of the world. But Mike Tyson has that accolade now, someone that I've trained. At one time, who was undisputed, undefeated heavyweight champion of the world. Mike Tyson's part of African-American history for what things that he accomplished as being the youngest heavyweight champion. And he's also in the three-belt era, that he was the first one to join the WBC, the WBA, and the IBF in that era to bring all the belts together, to make a mark for Mike Tyson in the history of boxing, but part of Black history. And then after Jack Johnson's reign, they wouldn't let another African-American fight for the heavyweight championship of the world for over 30 years.
Wow.
And then came along the great Joe Lewis. Joe Lewis, he has a big rock right outside the front of the gym.
Yeah, he does.
And at one time, he worked with Muhammad Ali. He was a paid consultant for Muhammad Ali, Joe Lewis was. And Joe Lewis is, in the history of boxing, is the longest reigning heavyweight champion of the world.
Wow.
With 25 title defenses. And second to him is Larry Holmes, is going to be here there tomorrow. So, man, everywhere at the Fighter's Heaven, where you look, it's just complete boxing history.
Yes.
And matter of fact, Joe Lewis and Rocky Marciano came to Muhammad Ali's training camp to take photos, to talk to him. Before Rocky Marciano, and Rocky Marciano has a big rock at the camp. So it's just amazing. The Fighter's Heaven is an amazing place, man, and people got to see it. Look, mixed there every day, you have Jeff Julian, who had captured pictures of Muhammad Ali in that early heyday. Those pictures are all around the museum and the gym. And then the famous kitchen were at the camp of Muhammad Ali, where he put at one time in that kitchen, man, you had promoters at that camp trying to get Muhammad Ali to fight for him. You had Harold Smith, who was a boxer promoter, and Don King. Harold Smith threw $1 million on the table, cold cash. And then Don King said, that ain't nothing. He threw $1 million cold cash dollars on that kitchen table. You have $2 million cold cash in Schuylkill County at that training camp on the table. And Ali goes, boy, they some rich so-and-so here. He said, I never thought black men had this kind of money. He said, we got $2 million here at the camp. And that's what was going on. And let me tell you, you had so many civil rights people who were fighting for freedom, justice, and equality were at the camp. Back in its heyday. And I want to thank the Schuylkill County NAACP for being a great sponsor of ours for this event. They step up to the plate every year, you know, fighting for freedom, justice, and equality for all people. And we're just happy they want to be a part of what we're doing. And also, as Muhammad Ali, as a Muslim, the Muslim community stepped up to the plate. The Islamic Center of Schuylkill County joined a partnership with us to be a sponsor. And also Sapelo Square, they're one of our sponsors. And who they are a publication. They publicate not only African-American books, but Islamic literature. Who Muhammad Ali was just a person, it's called a barakat to get blessings. He used to do that. He used to take different surahs, which are scriptures out of the Quran, and he would autograph them and hand them to people. And this publication knew that he did it, so they wanted to team up with us in order to help get the word out about this great event. And also with the Jack Johnson belt, we have Joe A. Freeman. Joe L. Freeman with the Rosetta Stone Institute. They have teamed up with the Jack Johnson who made that. We designed that legacy belt. And he's going to be here tomorrow. And what they do, they preserve history all around the world, like in Egypt and Jerusalem. I mean, him and his team is going to be here tomorrow. And we're going to present, you know, I'll let the cat out of the bag, Larry Holmes with this Jack Johnson legacy belt he's going to receive.
Wow.
And also the Rochester Boxing Hall of Fame, who comes to this event. They're going to be coming down, Larry Leotti and his team, and they're bringing a bunch of children with Muhammad Ali. Love to have children around all the time. They're bringing children with them in order to take a look at the camp, the museum, and all these people are coming into Schuylkill County. Schuylkill County is happening, man, let me tell you, and it's going to be happening tomorrow, and the weather's going to be nice like it is tomorrow, so it's a jewel. And then they're going to present something to Larry Holmes. Larry Holmes is already inducted into the Rochester Boxing Hall of Fame. But they said, Aaron, since Larry's going to be there, our board said that they want to give him some type of a monumental thing from the Rochester, something extra to present for him being there. And then you got Craig Hawk. Craig Hawk from the Indiana Boxing Hall of Fame. He's going to make a special announcement tomorrow about somebody that's going to get inducted next year into the Indiana Boxing Hall of Fame, man. So you're going to, man, they're going to get news right off the cuff before it gets out there, and that's a deed special. And let me tell you, Josh Shapiro, the governor of this great state, you have a friend in Pennsylvania. Well, we got a friend in the governor's house. People from his team are going to come to the camp tomorrow and present something for us for our contribution to Black History Month.
That's great.
Isn't that a great gesture?
Yes.
You know, it's phenomenal. And it shows you when people work together.
Amen.
Working together works. Amen. When everybody's able to just put our egos to the side because we all have it. Teamwork makes a dream work. And this great team with Mick and Jeff and Mike Madden and the rest of the bunch, man, we just we have a hell of a team. We do a hell of a job of what we do, getting the message out there to hold different events and to have them kids come down. And now, mind you, this is free. We put this event on free.
Wow.
And you're going to get some soul food, man, some fried chicken, some greens, some tater salad, and macaroni, all kind of things. And let me tell you about that food. The food makes the event. Yeah. Once the people taste how good that food is, they say, we're coming back next year. And there's always enough to go around.
Yeah.
So people don't have, well, what if you get 1,000 people? Well, we're going to feed 1,000 people.
There you go.
Yeah, we're committed to that, to make sure that everybody has a great meal, a celebration, everybody get a chance to mingle with each other. Hey, man, all kind of friendships since we've been doing that. Isn't that right, man?
That's absolutely right, yeah. Yeah,
so many friendships. When people come, they meet new people, they say, hey, man, hey, wow. I met him last year. We meet up here. We talk together, you know. And that's what we're trying to do. That's what we're trying to accomplish. We're trying to accomplish people getting together and working together and spread to foe alike. Is that something special is happening at the Fighters Heaven, and we're going to carry this into our community, and just like this great radio station. That's been in Pottsville for a long, long time. And, you know, I can remember it since I was a kid, WPPA. And let me tell you, when we were young playing sports, when they used to bring us to WPPA and let us talk a little something. We didn't know how to talk now, but everything grows in stages, Mick. And it's indeed something special to be home at your hometown talking about stuff that we love, boxing, and seeing old friends, man.
Yeah.
When my old friends know I'm coming in the town, man, they hurry up. And not to say a competitor's name that was out there, Phoenix 1450.
Mm-hmm.
Bob Murray, who was the general manager up there, Bob Murray with Phoenix 1450, he bring me on a show one time. He wanted to talk about boxing because there was a big fight. And we did and started a show called the World Boxing Review. And I still do that show 26 years later, every Saturday for 11 to 12. But it started right here in Pottsville at Phoenix 1450 with Bob Murray. Bob, you know, he was doing it with me for a long time. And let me tell you, you know, you radio guys, let me tell you, boy, can y'all spit the language, talk the language? And I mean, boy, can y'all make it flow. And Bob used to make it flow. He used to go down the list of up-and-coming fights. And let me tell you, he had a nick and a knack for it, man. Everybody goes, where'd you get that dude, man? You know, they thought Bob. I said, well, Bob's a man. He says, man, he should be on Sirius Radio or something like that. He could really, really put it together of the up-and-coming events and the fights and stuff like that. And people enjoyed listening to that, him talk about those up-and-coming fights. But it started right here in Pottsville, Schuylkill County.
There you go. There's two things I wanted to ask, just get your opinion on it. Maybe you might not know completely, but as you were talking, I was thinking about it. And number one, you mentioned Don King earlier.
Yes.
And what was Ali's, like, you know, how did he feel about Don King as far as maybe what you could tell us? Because Don King always had that rap a lot of times. I was just wondering what Ali's kind of relationship or what he thought of him.
Well, I know what he thought of him. That's how I got with Don King was Muhammad Ali. You know, Muhammad Ali told me, he said, stick with Don King. He said that the rest of the promoters are not into what Don King's into. He's into doing big things and great things. And Don has a training camp out in Orwell, Ohio, that I ran. I was the director trainer of that for many, many years. But the ideal came from the camp here.
Right here, yeah.
Yeah. And so Ali told me, it was Lloyd Price.
Okay. Well,
you remember the singer Lloyd mm-hmm. Price?
Yes.
He was the one who introduced Don King to Muhammad Ali.
Wow.
Lloyd Price and Muhammad Ali were real good, close friends. And Don King had a bar in Cleveland called the Town Tavern that all of these entertainers used to come in. They would do a set or something like that. So Don King was known for that kind of entertainment circle. So Don King and Muhammad Ali got together. The first event they did was a charity event for Cleveland Hospital, mm-hmm. Forest Hospital. And they raised a lot of money to keep the doors open and keep the hospital going. Muhammad Ali and Don King did. So that was the first event they did. And then those great fights, the Rumble yeah. in the Jungle, yeah. the Thriller in Manila, you know, it was just amazing what them two accomplished together. And like Don King said, Muhammad Ali was something special, just like Jack Johnson was something special. Them kind of guys
only come around once.
Only come around
that's for sure.
One time. But Muhammad Ali was a man of his word.
Yes.
There was things and visions that he had. He could capture people. He could pour in their vision that he wanted. And people would pound the pavement and beat the drum to help him fulfill those kind of visions that he had. But, you know, when sometimes teeth bite tongue, that don't mean teeth and tongue don't go together.
Mm-hmm.
And Don King and Muhammad Ali had a special kind of relationship. Yeah. You know, sometimes teeth bite tongue, but that didn't mean that they didn't go together and they didn't respect each other. And boy, were they cutting up money. Yeah.
Now, the other thing I wanted to ask as you bring it up, and again, it's strictly opinion, but you know, you mentioned Larry Holmes and his record. And like they say, numbers don't lie. Yet I think if you would talk to people and say, name me the one underappreciated or like underrated fighter out there, it's Larry Holmes. I don't think he gets the accolades that he certainly should deserve.
No, you're absolutely right. And here's the reason I think. You know, Larry Holmes came along after Muhammad Ali, you know,
tough act to follow. Yes.
So when you have to follow that act of Muhammad Ali, everything else is secondary.
Mm-hmm.
And Ali loved Larry. He came out of retirement to try to help Larry get the accolades that he wanted,
mm-hmm.
that he needed. You know, and Ali was overweight, struggling. For that fight that happened in Las Vegas that Ali lost. But he tried to get Larry's name out there, and, you know, Larry was saying at a post-fight press conference, I love you, Ali. I've always respected you and have the utmost respect. Well, Ali goes to him, well, if you had all of that respect for me, why you beat me up and kick my ass like this?
As only he can, I'll tell you.
Yeah, and only Ali could say certain things like that. But Larry Holmes, bar none, with 20 title defenses.
Yeah.
And what is it? I think it's a 7-year reign of holding the heavyweight championship. from fighting Ernie Shavers. That right. fight was amazing.
Yep.
You know, and Larry, in them title defenses, some of those, like Renato Snipes, he had to get up off the deck.
Yeah.
Get up off the deck and win. And not, and that's how special he was. Not a lot of champions are front runners.
Mm-hmm.
As long as they're having it their way, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But Larry, if he got hit and knocked down or something and it wasn't going his way, he could change the gear, man, and come out, not win just ordinary but extraordinary, I mean, with knockout blows later on in the fight of getting up off the deck. And that, indeed, right there is something special. So since we're talking about Larry, in the at Atlantic City, at the Atlantic City Boxing Hall of Fame, you know, I took this legacy belt down there, and Larry was there.
Mm-hmm.
Larry seen that belt. He says, come here, Aaron, let me take a picture with this belt. So when he took a picture with it, he said, I want one of these. I said, okay, we can do it. I said, but you come up to the camp for Black History Month, and we'll have the foundation and then present this belt. He said, I'm there. Him and his wife said, I'm there, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to try it. All of us keep up to our word and present him with this Jack Johnson legacy belt. And I didn't know. You know, Larry said that was one of his idols, Jack Johnson. He said, wow, that's why they call me Big Jack. I said, I didn't know that, man. You tell me. He said, yeah, that's why they used to call me Big Jack.
Wow.
I said, well, man, this is something. Man, it's funny how God works, how it's all lining up for all of us, you know.
Yeah.
At the camp to have somebody and people that were around Ali come and celebrate that kind of legacy is indeed something special.
It really is. I mean, and I think this fits in so well with Black History Month, what you're doing. I like to see you guys get out to more schools and get the word out. Because, I mean, that's better than any kind of field trip or whatever the people out there can take. I mean, this is good stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, through the year after this, you know, this is the first event that the Fighter Heaven does. This opens the door for kids' tours.
Mm-hmm.
Field trips that many kids come through that camp in the year to learn about Muhammad Ali's legacy, to take a look at the camp and training. And you're right. We should do that. And maybe next year we can set up, you know, a few schools to bring the exhibit and stuff in there and bring some champions in to talk to the schools. And what a great suggestion.
You know, and we've often said when Mick's been on before other, you know, different events, I always put the plea out there. Schools can also reach out, you know, to, you know, you guys and reach out to Fighters Heaven and like, because I can share one, and Mick knows, remembers this. We had our Schuylkill County football coaches media day at Fighters Heaven. And when everything was done and seeing those football players going over, looking at those videos, looking at the pictures, looking at all that stuff and how into it they were, I thought, man, it doesn't get any better than this.
No, absolutely. It is indeed something special. Muhammad Ali was something special. And Mick can tell you better than me all the tours and the groups that come through the camp.
Oh, yeah.
Through the year. Ain't that right, man?
Yeah, absolutely. And I just want to touch upon the day. Besides having seeing the program and witnessing the program that Aaron has put together, the buildings are going to be open. The camp sits on 6 acres. Besides the gym, which is going to be the center of Saturday's event, the kitchen, which Aaron had mentioned, people will be able to get into Ollie's actual cabin. He had his own individual cabin where he stayed, and as he walked out that door every day, there was Jack Johnson to his left next to the fireplace. There's a mosque that Ollie had built, and then there's also a building, a cabin that was used for the family to stay while they were there. And then there are the boulders. Everybody likes the boulders painted by his father, Cassius Clay Sr., being that he was a painter, sign painter down in Louisville, Kentucky. And a few people that were mentioned on the boulders, you have a Jack Johnson boulder. Jerry Quarry was mentioned earlier. He was training for that second Jerry Quarry fight about the time that the camp was being built. And then locally, there's a Bernie Pollock Boulder, and Bernie's often referred to as the man with the plan and the land. And so it's going to be a great day. The weather is going to be terrific.
Yeah.
The food's going to be awesome. The program's going to be great. And we expect a very big crowd. And we hope everybody can get out there that has some time to just come down and check it out, whether it be for an hour or whether it be for the whole program. And as far as logistics go, parking at the camp is limited. So we do have set up a shuttle system where we're asking people to park at the hospital, the Geisinger St. Luke's Hospital. And then we're going to have two buses on a continuous loop so people will be getting up and down Scopes Hill whenever they want to leave.
And what are the hours for the program, Mick?
Yeah, it's going to start at 11 o'clock. Parking, people will be able to start parking down at the hospital a quarter after 10. And then it'll be finishing up, Aaron, about 4 o'clock.
Yeah, correct? About 4 o'clock. It will be finishing up. And also, I want to mention, and without missing out, since the Schuylkill County Islamic Center is part of a sponsor, this month is Ramadan for Muslims around the world, the Great Fast. And we want to send a shout out to everybody who's fasting for Ramadan, Ramadan Mubarak, Ramadan Kareem. And y'all can still come to the camp, get your food. We have styrofoam containers that you can take with you. And then during when you're breaking the fast, what's called when the sun goes down, Maghrib, where you're able to eat again, you'll have your food in the container and take it. And also the Islamic Center is also offering to break your fast at the center, and also feeding people too. So you can go there and you can take a meal with you and go get another meal. You know, working together works. We did it with St. Pat's. Mm-hmm. St. Pat's was part of our sponsor. When we did it here at the theater, they fed everybody, didn't they, Mick? St.
Mm-hmm.
Pat's.
Yep.
They fed everybody with their feeding program. So we try to work with the community to make this event a part of the community where you team up with people and they make things happen. And we feel about giving back,
right.
Giving back to people. Hey, one meal can save somebody from starvation.
Exactly.
And they can get the resources to keep on getting meals out there, because all of these places, St. Pat's, the Islamic Center around, they feed people all the time. And if somebody's, because the cost of living's sky high, and that's another reason why we give this free event, because if we charge money, right, some people wouldn't attend because the fee may be too high. Mm-hmm. You know, I come from Schuylkill County. I know sometimes things could be rough and tough. But, hey, man, you have a helping hand. You give people a little something, they'll show up. And we want to inspire them. You know, they were talking about the football program and basketball program. You know, I'm from Schuylkill County. I played since I was a kid in all the different programs, from the school leagues, Minersville, Garfield Square, Yorkville. I played basketball in those leagues. However, the uniforms were given to us. The sneakers were given to us. And I remember Mr. Rook for midget football. All our equipment was given to us, from the shoulder pads, the helmets, the pants. It was given to us because people donated money in order to make that happen,
right,
for our community. And I never, ever forget that. When I was young, people in this community helped me become who I am by giving.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we grew up in the projects up there in Fairmount Project, 10 kids in our family. My mother, you know, she's seen rough times. We weren't needy, but if she had to pay for all of that equipment for me and my brothers, because all of us played sports, it would have been a real heavy burden on my mother.
Yeah.
But this county and Schuylkill County and all of those coaches and stuff like that, they made sure if we wanted to play sports, is that we didn't have to pay not one dime. And I'm very thankful for all of that. And I played on a lot of undefeated teams from baseball out at Rotary Park. You know, I was on the championship team, Minersville Street, which now was, they turned it to Nicholas Biddle as a championship team for grade school, and D.H.H. Langle Middle School, the 7th and 8th grade team. We were undefeated. And Powell was our freshman coach in Pottsville, the basketball team. We were undefeated. We went 18-0 under him. And, you know, he's on the radio sometimes talking, calling the game,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Powers.
Yeah.
So
JP,
you know,
yeah.
Yeah, JP, man. JP.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jay-Z, if I could just jump in
there too
about the giving parts. You know, nothing that's done at the camp is for profit. The camp is there to help the community, St. Joseph's Center for Special Learning, you know, Servants to All, just to name a couple. And even when people come during the regular season, there's no admission price. If people want to give a donation, that donation's going back into the community. Locally, Avenues, also the Michael J. Fox Foundation for Parkinson's Research, and then also money is sent down to the Muhammad Ali Center. So Aaron mentioned earlier about the millions of dollars on the table. I think it's fair to say Muhammad Ali didn't really care too much or put a importance on the amount of money that he had, and Mike Madden just wants to have the camp there to continue on the spirit of Ali, not just physically through the camp, but also because of the kind of guy Muhammad Ali was. Muhammad Ali would help anyone and everybody, right, Aaron?
No question.
Any way he could help, he would. And Mike also says, you know, when Aaron's putting together this, he's there, whatever Aaron needs or wants, let's make sure it happens. Mike's very supportive of what Aaron does and what people do when they come and support the camp.
Well, he's talking about Mike Madden, man, John Madden. For Turkey Day, man, he's talking about giving. Mm-hmm. Man, you know, if you watch the football game for the NFL, to see his father, what the CBS puts on for his father and how they give back and how they donate, you know, they donate a lot of money to Madden family during that time and during Turkey Day when them guys break off the legs.
The turducken.
Yeah. And the patches and the trophies and all of that to keep his father's legacy alive. Mm-hmm. That's what I always say is that the right person with the right spirit has the camp.
Yeah.
It's in his heart. They do it all the time. Mike does it for his father. He's doing it for Muhammad Ali. And he is that kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
He is that kind of guy. He gives back. And that's what it's all about. You know, you got to keep on giving with time and effort. And it ain't always about money.
Right.
You know, people think you have to have all this money. Yeah, at some point in some time, you have to need money. But, man, it costs you nothing to put on a program. People come near and speak of their time. And what Larry Holmes is doing, it shows a great champion like he is. Like when Larry goes speak to corporate America, you know, Larry Holmes gets paid a nice chunk of change for corporate America. But people, if you come near tomorrow to see Larry Holmes, you're going to get it at what Larry Holmes believing in. Give the people what they want, for the people and by the people. His magic lies with his people ties, and Larry Holmes is tied in with the people. And he's going to be there, and he's going to be meeting and greeting and signing them autographs, man, and shaking hands like he always have done. And we'll take our own Pennsylvanian and lift him up to a whole together level at this stage of the game, the people champ.
And I bet he's going to have some great stories, too, man. I'd love to hear that speech. What does that say to the folks out there?
Oh, Larry, he has in Schuylkill County some great roots.
Yep.
In Schuylkill County. You know, he basically lived at the camp. He sparred in Mark's Hall. He went around, ate in restaurants down there at the Country Squire. He used to stay down at the Country Squire, too.
Yep.
The old Deer Lake Inn.
Yep.
Remember the old
Deer
Lake Inn in Deer Lake, you know?
Wow.
People know Larry around here fairly well, and we want those people that know him, that you see used to take the time to talk to people, and people give you encouragement to come out and see him and shake his hands, because that's what it's all about, man.
Mm-hmm. It is.
It's all about that. And he's a great champion. For Black History Month, to have somebody like Larry Holmes, who is the second reigning heavyweight champion of the world, is just phenomenal. To have Larry Holmes in Schuylkill County be up there to do that.
Yeah. But you guys do, you know, great work. So much goes on up there. I mean, you had Santa Claus up there when it was the holidays, Mick, and all that. So, I mean, you guys are really knocking it out of the park, different events that they have up there to, you know, get people in.
Yeah, it's a place for young and old. You know, our educational program, our school group tours, is constantly expanding. We've partnered with the Philadelphia School District or School District of Philadelphia to bring students through up there. We have a program together where the bus is paid for. There's a lunch provided, so typically those kind of groups come up at about 10 o'clock in the morning, and then they leave around 1 or 2 in the afternoon. You know, the camp has really not only been a locally recognized place, but it's also statewide, nationwide, international-wide. If you would see our sign-in book, you would be amazed at where people are coming from, and we just literally put the National Register plaque on the side of the gym, which will be doing something for that down the line as far as a public event. And then it's 10 years since Muhammad Ali passed. It'll be 10 years June 3rd. And we're looking to do something special for that in June at some point. And I believe Mike will be in for that.
Yeah. But, you know, and you said it best, Aaron. And I could see when, Mick brought Mike in the very first time here on the program. Just watching him and hearing him talk, that he was the right guy to get involved with this and, to keep this legacy going.
Hey, man, there's a lot of accomplishments along the way since he had it. Before they who had it, Dillman and them, they tried to do bread and breakfasts and stuff like that. They just couldn't get it. But when he got it, he put his money where his mouth was, and he restored it in its original form. And when people come there, they said, wow, it's exactly like it was. And the favorite thing that I love when people come, they say, we can feel a spirit of something in the air here. I said, well, that's the ghost of Muhammad Ali. He shows up every time or at some times. But from remodeling the place in its original form, right, to have an open day, and then to have a celebration to get it on the historic roster of the state of Pennsylvania for tourism and stuff like that, for the Rumble in the Jungle and the Thrill of Manila, those great fights that he trained there, to make it a great historical document. That's not going to go away.
Right.
And then to have an event for the time capsule, you know, Mick and Mike, they won't tell us what's buried in the time capsule, but in the time capsule for the state, a historical place, there's some things that are buried. That how long is it, Mick, when they're gonna unveil that in time?
It'll be opened in 2072.
Yeah, I hope I'm around. Yeah, but from, from that great, the great time capsule event, and then, to have different events through the year for the boxing crowd, different fighters and stuff that come there with from Philadelphia. Kitten Haywood from Philadelphia was the first one to come in this Schuylkill County during that time, right before Muhammad Ali came, at Deer Lake, where the lake is really at.
Mm-hmm.
And where Bernie Pollock had that mink farm. But he had a little small gym where them guys used to train and work out and run and stuff like that. So to see guys from Philadelphia take the journey up there, like two-time heavyweight champion Tim Witherspoon, someone that I trained when he was a heavyweight champion, and who trained here. He started training here sparring with Matthew Saab Muhammad as an amateur, and then to become heavyweight champion. Let me give you the heavyweight champions that came through here.
Okay.
That why they were an amateur. You had Michael Dynamite Dokes, who was the WBA heavyweight champion. He was here, training here with Ali. If anybody ever sees that video with Ali, arms on the rope, and he's slipping and sliding and bobbing, weaving from a fighter throwing punches at him, that's Michael Dokes.
Wow.
Michael Dynamite Dokes. Also, the MAP, Muhammad Ali Professional and Amateur Sports. You had Tony Tubbs. He was here last year, who was a WBA heavyweight champion. Tony Tucker. Tony Tucker was the heavyweight champion who fought Mike Tyson in the Unified Series, where he was IBF champion. Mike Tyson, that was the last belt that Mike Tyson fought for to unify all the belts, what we were talking about earlier. Mm-hmm. He was here because he was on the Muhammad Ali's professional sports. As you know, Tim Witherspoon was here. He became a heavyweight champion. So that list of people is long, fine, and distinguished. And they forgot Jimmy Ellis was part of Muhammad Ali's team, and he was heavyweight champion, and he used to be in Schuylkill County all the time at the camp. It's just amazing.
That is.
It's an amazing thing. And to have the great Angelo Dundee, mm-hmm. in Schuylkill County, you know, Carmen Basilio, a great champion. That was Angelo Dundee's first champion, Carmen Basilio. And Carmen Basilio helped start the Rochester Boxing Hall of Fame and the International Boxing Hall of Fame. And that's why Larry Laiati is coming here to this event, because there's a connection with Rochester and Muhammad Ali. And Muhammad Ali's inducted in there. You know, they have big events up there, Rochester, with the mayor. So, man, this community is heavily tied into the sport of boxing. And plus, not to be braggadocio or anything like that, but for myself, Rabi from Schuylkill County, all the great champions I trained, over 35 world champions from Mike Tyson, Tim Witherspoon, Julian Jackson, Michael Nunn, Simon Brown, Francois Botha, who was heavyweight champion, Tim Austin, Julian Jackson, Frankie Randall when he upset Julio Cesar Chavez, you know, Teron Millet. So, you know, right here in Schuylkill County, we're tied into boxing second to none. And people forgot, when the African American Boxing League, back during segregation, quite a few fighters came through Pottsville, such as Sam Langsford, Joe Burnett. Those guys came here and practiced and trained. And I'm going to give you another tip to our listening audience, to what you may not know about. Right here in Pottsville, the mayor, 1911, because boxing was happening and what in Schuylkill County. But what was happening, the gym, they had a gym called the greatest of all times boxing gym in Schuylkill County.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing Muhammad Ali shows up in Schuylkill County when Pottsville in the 1900s had the greatest of all time boxing gym.
Wow.
And why? But it was the mayor of Pottsville. The boxing promoters would come to Schuylkill County in Pottsville. They would raise money. People would donate, give them money, raise money. And then the promoters were saying they would have an event, and then they would say the fight or something fell out, and they'd leave with the money. Okay?
Okay.
So the mayor of Pottsville said, that's enough is enough. So what he did, he formed a boxing commission, okay, with rules and regulations about the promoters, the fighters, and all of that. That boxing commission that he formed ended up being part of the Pennsylvania Boxing Commission.
Wow.
We helped start the Pennsylvania Boxing Commission in this state of Pennsylvania for boxing. Isn't that something? Started right here in Pottsville. But wow. Boxing has a lot of history.
History here, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. The Capitol Theater and stuff like that. They used to have boxing there.
I remember that, yes.
Yeah. Oh,
gosh.
So you have so much history about boxing. When Cole was king, there was a lot of cash floating in Pottsville.
Oh, yeah. I can believe that. Well, Mick, we're up against it. So, Mick and Aaron, great job here this morning promoting the big event coming up. If you can, give us the details again real quick before we let you go.
Sure.
Tomorrow.
It's tomorrow starting at 11 o'clock, running to about 4 o'clock. Parking will be available starting at about 10:15 with the two shuttles running from the hospital parking lot up to the campgrounds. And then Aaron just has a hell of a program put together, and we're excited, especially with the weather being the way it's supposed to be, because it's always a crapshoot this time of the year as far as what the weather's going to be. It wasn't too long ago. We had quite a bit of snow on the ground.
Yes.
But we hope people can make it, and we're looking forward to tomorrow.
Indeed. Aaron, anything before we let you go, my friend? You hit it out of the park again.
Well, let me tell you, be there, be square. I say be there so you can be there to see the greatest fighter, Larry Holmes, and get that soul food meal, man. It's free, man. Soul food, that fried chicken, them greens, them tata salad, man. You're going to enjoy the food, man. It's all free. Show up there, and you're welcome, man, and get some autographs and take some pictures with the champions that are going to be there. You're going to love it.